the big and tall of political talk. Dom and Crouts are the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the 4 o'clock happy hour. It rolls on. We're at a bar, Dom, down at Hawks on State Street. You can join us here. We're at the Outdoor Beer Garden currently. The raindrops are holding off for now, and Dom, we've been joined at the table by another fine guest. He is Outagamie County Executive, U.S. Senatorial Candidate Tom Nelson. We welcome him back. Tom, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates.
Great. It's good to be here. Well, it's the first time live. After all those times we've done it on the
Zoom.
Zoom and phone, this is it.
We met you at the Democratic Party Convention, though.
Okay.
We partied there many times. Missed real-life DPWs, not virtual DPWs, perhaps in the future. Tom, I understand you're doing the full Nelson tour, all 72 counties.
I love it.
How's it going, Tom?
It's going really well. We have 39 down, 33 more to go. We're going to be here in Madison this Saturday at 9 o'clock at Cargo Coffee.
Cargo Coffee.
So that will be, I think that will probably be about the 47th or 48th stop. So we're more than halfway through. We're going to get it not just done in 72 days, we're going to get it done in less than 72 days. So, you know, a lot of people talk about how they're going to run a 72-county campaign. We are literally running a 72-county campaign because we're going to get to every single county, not just within 72 days, but 40 days. And quite frankly, I think this is how you should run a campaign. You know, whether it's for the state assembly, I knocked on 22,000 doors when I first ran, or running statewide for U.S. Senate race, going to all 72 counties. I think people expect that, and you should do that.
Now, Tom, is your family supportive of your 72-day quest around the state of Wisconsin? Do you come home nights, or are you mostly staying at, like, up north there hotels?
Yeah, we did a swing up through the Northwest. I think we did 12 stops on a weekend, Saturday and Sunday. And so we overnighted in Washburn, but we did that in 2 days. So most of them have just been go out and do 6 stops, and we come back, though. But we did those together. Now, this weekend, starting Thursday, we have back-to-back-to-back. We're going to be doing 18 stops Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Wow. Yep.
Now, that sounds like a party. Tom Nelson, our fine guest here at Hawks Bar. Tom, what have been the surprises? I mean, you have won in a purple part of the state, and some would say a red part of the state. So certainly it's not the first time you've been out amongst the Trumpsters or the Republican parts of the state. But what's been surprising as you travel the state?
Well, I think that maybe this is not surprising, and this is kind of concerning, though, that there is a real, not just a concern about the state of politics, but actually a fear. And I think people for the first time, and I've been elective office for almost 17 years, are in some respects, you know, concerned about their safety. You know, they put up a Biden sign or a Bernie sign, and they wake up the next morning, and it's, you know, it's been taken out. It's been defaced. They go downtown, whatever, and they're being heckled at. When I was in Taylor County, they walked past. There were some folks that walked past the Democratic booth, and they were, you know, yelling at us and threatening them. And then, this was just reported today. Last Sunday, one of my staffers was threatened. His life was threatened, and so we reported to the police, and they gave the gentleman a disorderly conduct citation. So
West Bend, this is up in West Bend. I did see that.
Yeah. So this is really, yeah. I mean, I've done a lot of campaigns before, but I don't think that there's been this level of consternation.
Trial by combat.
What? It is. And, Tom, let's get to that point a little bit. One of the things I appreciate about your candidacy, you've been around, man. You've been doing this for a very long time. As mentioned, executive at the county in Outagamie County. And I grew up in that neck of the woods, and I know it's very purple, and it can shift. You know, it certainly has, and we've seen that. But this level of discourse has been certainly challenging. As a guy who's run for elected office before and has held these offices before, how do you differentiate yourself in that background compared to some of your other Democratic competitors?
Well, I'm the only candidate who's from a red part of the state who's won election, re-election 6 times. And I won first as a legislator 3 terms. My last term, I served as majority leader. And the last 3, I've been elected as county executive. So I've done 10 years of county service at Outagamie County. And I think taken together, I think I've got a very, very compelling argument for my campaign. You know, I've got the experience being a legislator, passing important legislation, then this county executive, figuring out and running the government. I mean, we have 23 different service areas, and maybe it's a little passe though, but I think experience counts. And the combination of both experience, and then I think most importantly, given the stakes, being able to win an election. I mean, it's one thing to say I'm going to run a strong campaign and I think I can win, though, but to be able to point to that specifically, that this is what I've done and this is what I can do again.
The Fox Valley area, do you think it gives you any advantage versus your Democratic primary opponents? In that Ron Johnson from Oshkosh, Winnebago right. County, right next door to Outagamie County, you're walking on some of the same sidewalks over there with mm-hmm. Ron Johnson. Do you think that helps you out at all?
I think it does. And you know, look, every part of the state is important, though. But what we have found is, I mean, time and again, you know, people look at the Fox Valley, and the Fox Valley is the battleground within the battleground. And Democrats often walk away from an election year kind of scratching their head, you know, why don't we win there? And I think that's one of the attractive parts of my candidacy, and I get that a lot. But not only is it what I've learned. I remember Tammy Baldwin once told me that she learned a lot about politics in the Fox Valley. I mean, it really is an education. It's a way to understand where people are coming from different issues. As you mentioned, it's purple. So in order to have won, I need both Democratic, Republican, and independent
right.
support. So not only do I get that and be able to win, though, but you understand how you can talk about these issues, not just to a Democratic audience, but to independents and Republicans. And I'm a through and through good progressive. I'm the progressive in this race, but it's one thing to say that you are a progressive and you have a progressive voting record from a blue part of the state, quite different to say that you have it from a red part of the state, and despite that, you continue to get elected and reelected. And that's because I know how to talk about these important issues, whether it's healthcare, the economy, jobs, transportation, you name it. We're going to have to be able to talk about those issues to a general election audience. I've been able to do that. I've been able to stick to my roots. I think that's what people are looking for.
Tom, I've seen some Tom Nelson, Outagamie County Executive, U.S. Senatorial candidate. Tom, I've seen some recent polling that would suggest the partisans, the Democratic partisans, doesn't matter what Biden does, they still support him. And obviously we know the Trump cult, didn't matter what he did, they still supported him. But those that do move the independents, the truly independents, they're the swing voters and the true swing voters. Mm-hmm. Tom, can you win the nomination first and foremost and then eventually win this seat just winning over a sufficient number of the independent voters?
I think so. I think what this comes down to, as I mentioned before, it's being able to stick to these issues, to understand the issues like healthcare, making sure that we have access to affordable care for everyone, Medicare for all, whether it's the Green New Deal, how we're going to retool our economy, standing up for jobs, and what we can do about climate change. I believe, you know, a lot of people talk about how the way that you win a primary is like finding your lane. But if you look at successful campaigns in the past, the secret to winning is to be able to come up with a message, a set of issues that everyone can relate to. Look at Tony Evers. I mean, Tony Evers didn't have a lane. He won almost 50% of the vote in a 10-way, or like an 8 or 10-way primary. So when I look at can you win a primary, can you win a general, look, those are two different things. Obviously, I don't come from a blue part of the state. If I did, I couldn't say that I win tough elections as a Democrat in a red part of the state. So yeah, quite frankly, I am at a disadvantage. People tell me again and again, you'd be the perfect general election candidate, but you know, I'm not sure about the primary.
Right.
So that's why I'm doing 72 counties in 72 days to show that this is a strong statewide campaign.
Former State Senator Kathleen Vinehout, I respect her a lot, and I often respect the articles her husband, who is an economist by trade, writes. And her husband, I believe, published a piece over the weekend suggesting that new voters will determine the election. And Democrats do a poor job sometimes of creating new voters, turning out new voters. Tom, how do you inspire new voters in your campaign?
Well, and I'm not surprised that Kathleen said in those terms. if you talk to folks in western Wisconsin, it's not so much that we lost Democratic votes in 2016, for example, when there was this huge change from 2012 to 2016, like a 10 or 15 point shift from Obama to Clinton, though. But a lot of those voters were new voters, new Trump voters, and that had a lot to do with the margin. So we need to do, as Democrats, what happened in western Wisconsin. And I believe that we have the issues set up. The contrast with Ron Johnson could not be more clear. People are looking for someone who has a substantive track record of a good progressive, whether it's being a legislator or whether it's being a county executive, delivering results and winning in a red part of the state. I take that message all over, and it doesn't matter if it's in Madison or Milwaukee or Marinette or Marshfield. People want to hear that because it shows that you are committed to these issues and values, and that it does not matter if it's going to be a good election year, a bad election year, a tough district or not, you are going to stick to your guns. And people, you know, I think that that's something that can resonate not just with new voters, but it's going to resonate in both the primary and a general election.
Tom Nelson, Outagamie County Executive, U.S. Senatorial candidate here live at Hawks at the table with the Devil's Advocates. Tom, you were the first Democrat to get in what has now become a broad field of Democrats seeking this U.S. senatorial nomination. And your campaign, at least part of it, has focused on, you know, opposition to Ron Johnson. But what if Ron doesn't run? How does that affect your candidacy? You know, have you put too much emphasis on beating Ron?
No, not at all. And I think, well, first of all, I think he's going to run. That was a predictive judgment we made back in October. And so far, here we are 10 months later.
If he doesn't run, does it affect your campaign?
No, not at all. Because keep in mind, too, that, you know, whoever runs on the Republican side, Ron Johnson will be an issue because he's not going to go away. He's still going to be the senator. And whoever wins the nomination, who's ever running on the Republican side, they are going to have to answer to. They're going to be in the long, dark shadow of Ron Johnson. It will still be framing it. But regardless of that, my message stands by itself. I support Medicare for all, a Green New Deal, $15 minimum wage, family medical leave, all of that. And I think that you talk about those issues, it doesn't matter who you are running against. You can run on those issues and not just the person that you're running against, and you can be successful. And I've done that time and again.
Legalized marijuana, I think we got you on the record prior, but Tom, just for the record, state your, I hope, advocacy for legalizing recreational marijuana on a federal level. What do you believe, Tom?
I support that, but I want to say this too, and I think we should have had this done a long time ago. We should have had medicinal medical marijuana a long time ago. My wife had cancer. I know from her experience and the experience of our cancer patients that, you know, this is something that should be an option. And I think that we should have dealt with that a long time ago. I think we would have dealt with that a long time ago if we would have made that legal. I think the other question about recreational use, that would not be anywhere near as perhaps controversial as right now.
Now, Ron Johnson advanced legislation, right to try. Tom Nelson, what's your attitude about trying horse paste as a COVID-19, let's say, cure or vaccine, sir?
About what he, I mean, right now, I think Ron Johnson has zero credibility when it comes to COVID on anything. You can look at whatever he's saying, whatever he's doing, and realize that is not true, that is wrong. And I don't, I mean, that's the good thing. I think he's lost a lot of credibility, but when you go out questioning that that the FDA has approved Pfizer and knowing what that means, I've got a 5- and a 7-year-old. Part of what that means is that younger kids are going to be eligible. And I think that's really important. So whatever Ron Johnson says, in one ear, out the other.
Tom Nelson, we have 60 seconds left. If I were to donate to your campaign, could you guarantee me the kind of constituent services that Ron Johnson gave to the U-Lines or perhaps to the widow Hendricks in, you know, passing some laws to give me hundreds of millions of dollars in tax breaks? Can I rely on that kind of constituent service from you?
It's going to be even better than that. That is going to be the baseline. That's going to be a baseline for Crew and Dom. Absolutely. You can count on that. I'm there for you, buddy.
We're going to have to pool our resources to get up to $21 million, though. Tom, if people do want to support your campaign, perhaps give a few bucks or volunteer, how do they do so, sir?
Go to Nelson4WI.com, Nelson4WI.com.
Where's next, Tom? Where are you traveling next?
Going to Jefferson County. We're going to talk to Democrats over there. kind of a little warm-up. And then Thursday, we got the back-to-back in southwest Wisconsin and southern Wisconsin. Looking forward to it. Hope to see everybody out there in one of our stops.
Full Nelson Tour, 72 counties. Find him on the road. Thank you, Tom Nelson.
Good to be here.
Let's have trial by combat.
Good luck. We're all counting on you.